Bumed Instruction, 6440.5 Charlie. Health Services Augmentation Program, HSAP. Copyright NavyBMR.com. 1. The intent of what process is for wartime and contingency platforms to establish and facilitate optimum platform manning and readiness training? CUIC. 2. Who monitors augmentation requirements and CUIC assignments for the overall readiness of platforms? Chief Bumed. 3. Navy medicine regions will monitor the capability of sourcing commands to meet augmentation requirements, gender ratios, and training status via what system? MPARTS. 4. How often will Navy medicine regions conduct readiness reviews using MPARTS or the Navy's official manpower data system to verify HSAP compliance? Quarterly. 5. How often will Navy medicine regions review the HSAP policy and procedures manuals prepared by sourcing commands within the respective AOR? Annually. 6. Commanding officers will use HSAP to ensure deployable personnel complete administrative requirements within how many working days of reporting? 30. 7. Personnel with a past deployment history will not deploy for a minimum of how many days? 180. 8. Personnel will not deploy earlier than how many days from their report date? 180. 9. Personnel will return from deployment no later than how many months before release from active duty or separation? 3. 10. Navy medical personnel will complete administrative readiness requirements within how many days of check-in and maintain them continually thereafter? 30. 11. Navy medical personnel will report results of delinquent administrative requirements to the POMI or OSO within how many days of notification of change in A- or T- status? 15. 12. How often shall the command POMI staff or designated personnel ensure that personnel contingency records are updated and maintained within MPARTS or the Navy's official manpower data system? Monthly. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.